Today we're continuing our sermon series on being in the world, but not of the world. And today I'd like to look with you at being of truth and not of the lies that are in the world. For we'll start out with John chapter 17 today. This is Jesus' final prayer that he gave basically before he went out to the Kidron Valley where he was going to be betrayed by Judas Iscariot. And he prays this to God the Father concerning his disciples. He says, "Father, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I did not pray that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but thou shouldst keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth." And so today, what I'd like to talk about is being in the world, but not of the world, especially with respect to the truth, because that's really the one thing that separates us from everybody else. Because what the scriptures teach us is that the world is full of lies, the lies that come from the evil one, and corruption that ensues on account of lies. But what makes us totally different is God has taken this book, his words, the preaching of his son, the apostles, and the prophets, and he has placed it not only into our hands, but also into our minds and into our hearts. And then he has laid out for us a road to walk called the path of truth, to walk to our heavenly kingdom above. As Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." So my first question today would be, how do you know which is the way to walk when you're walking the way of truth, if you are going to be in the world but not of the world? Well, I have here a book, Pilgrim's Progress. Have you read this? A really good book, isn't it? John Bunyan. It tells the story of all of us. The name of the lead characters, his name is Christian, and it's an allegory. And at one point, he, on his journey toward heaven, the celestial city, he speaks to a man called Goodwill, who is standing at the gate. And Christian asks about the road ahead. And he says, "Are there no turnings nor windings by which a stranger may lose the way?" And Goodwill answers, "Yes, there are many ways that butt down upon this one, and they are crooked and wide. But by this thou mayest distinguish the right road from the wrong, the right being only straight and narrow." Isn't that beautiful? And so when God has called us out of the world, but still living in the world, but to be of the truth, he calls us to walk in a road that is straight and narrow, in the midst of a world that surrounds us with lies all over. Let's talk today about how we're going to do that, and what God would speak to us today about being of the truth in the midst of a world that is anything but the truth. Well, the first thing I think God would speak to us today concerning this is, consider how strong the delusions are around you. How many people out there in the world do you know of that have bought into lies, that have bought into false teachings, and by it are destroying and will destroy their lives? Well, where do these come from? In Genesis chapter 3, God teaches us lies don't just come out of thin air. It's not every man for himself, choose whatever truth is yours. There is an origin to lies. It says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any other wild creature that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Did God really say, you shall not eat of any tree of the garden?'" And that is the beginning of Satan's lies upon the world. Did God really say? Is his book, is his word, those utterances that proceed from his mouth, are these really true? And that's his same hissing, seductive word to us and to the world today. Did God really say, is this book really true? Or is it just one among many? And so the origin of lies comes from the devil. As Jesus said in John chapter 8, "You Jews, unbelieving ones, are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's lies. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies." So if you can just picture yourselves right now, this is the reality that we're living in, that God has called us out of the world and given us something that nobody's had for all of history, really. He's put this word into our hearts to live and to walk in it, in the midst of a world that is so full of lies. Let's talk about a few of those right now, the things that we are faced with out there in the world. I was listening to Dr. Dobson on the radio, I think 2 days ago, and he was talking about premarital sex among teens. Said that 70% of children leaving high school these days have already had a partner. 70%! Is that a truth or a lie? That this is going to bring happiness to you and joy. Isn't that the promise? When the devil comes, he doesn't say, oh, here's something you can do that'll destroy your life. Try it. You'll love it. No, he says, no, this will bring you happiness. This will bring you joy and fulfillment. You don't have a relationship. This will bring you a relationship. This will bring you into fellowship with the world. And indeed it will. But in fact, what it does, he sugarcoats it. He says, all right, I'll give you joy for a little while, but I can tell you, even without being a prophet, exactly where a person who does that will end up 10 years down the road. I can say that it will lead you to emptiness, multiple partners, probably a horrible marriage with a crumb, being a man or a woman, because that is just where lies lead you. And you can see that in the testimony of people all around. But God's word of truth speaks through that to say, wait for your husband. In the beginning, he made male and female. And that's his goal for us. Can God forgive when we make sins, do sins and mess up? Of course. And restart us over on a new path on his truth. But this is one of the many lies, amongst which would also be the promises of the pleasures of drugs or alcohol. You also have what is taught in our schools with evolution. It's a nice, candid way of saying there is no God. We can have chance create the world. That's a lie that's being perpetrated and propounded out in the world today. And you've all seen also recently in the churches what has happened. The lies that have been propounded out there, which we are to walk in the midst of but not take part in. Such as, for example, the recent decision to ordain practicing homosexual persons in certain churches, church bodies out there. What's going on? Well, what's going on is that the devil's at work. The world is at work breeding a festering wound of lies out there in the world. And what God wants us to understand is that his truth, if we will but take his word, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth into us. It's not only the word by which we're saved, as we'll talk about, but it's the word which sanctifies us. And as he says in Jeremiah 6, stand at the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is and walk in it and find rest for your souls. You realize that if we but take God at his word, it leads to refreshment. It leads to joy, even though the road is straight and narrow and oftentimes difficult. We do it with a light heart. And even the worst of all things the devil could throw at us, we take easily because we are on the road of truth. And that strength of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, fills us and empowers us. Well, let's unmask lies for a moment. Because God tells us that lies ultimately lead to corruption and death. Now, is that the way the devil works? This will lead you to corruption and death. Follow me. No. He says, this is all going to give you all blessings and peace and faster than God can give it to you. Instead of waiting on him. Well, let's look at some of the corruption that's out there in the world today on account of sins. This is one of the reasons I wanted to preach this sermon today. Perhaps you've been listening to the news and seen what's happened with ACORN, the Association of Community Organizers for Reform Now. Sounds really good, doesn't it? Very holy, very righteous. But recently, Hannah Giles and, is it James O'Keefe? A young couple posed as a pimp and a prostitute to see if they could get some funds from this organization. And they went to 5 different locations, to Baltimore. What did they hear there? Oh, honey, we'll help you set up your brothel with government money. But we'll just have to change the name of prostitution to call it performance arts. That way we can put it into the tax code. You heard about that, didn't you? You didn't hear about that? Okay, how about in, let's see, what happened next? That was Baltimore, then they go to Washington, D.C., how to cheat the government out of money. We'll help you set up a brothel, too, with government money. Then they went to Brooklyn, New York, and that lady said, remember, honey, loose lips sink ships, so keep your mouth shut about what you're doing out there. Take your money in a tin, bury it in the backyard so no one knows about it, not even the government. And if you get in trouble, we can't help you. Loose lips have sunk ships. They've sunk the ship of the person who said loose lips sink ships. She's fired, as are all these other workers. And then they went to another one, to California, San Bernardino, I think it is, where they found out that the person they spoke with was a madam herself, now working. And she confessed to shooting her husband on the videotapes that they were taping when they went in. And then the last place that's been released so far, they went to San Diego, California, where they found the man at Acorn there was helping them out by saying, if you're going to bring in underage girls from over the border, I think the best place is Tijuana because I have contacts there. You know? So the point here is these people are all living under lies. They're living lies. And what has happened, it's bred corruption, and they were getting away with it for a while. But what happened in the end? Every one of these people has been filmed. Every one of these people has been fired. And indeed, Jesus said, there's nothing hidden that shall not be made known, and nothing covered up that shall not be proclaimed upon the housetops. And so lies, we need to understand, lead to corruption. They lead to death. They lead to emptiness and ultimately getting fired. Ultimately, the real fire coming on the day of the Lord. But the good news for us is that God has called us out of this world that we were all into, and we all have to fight against these lies. And we've believed them, these and many more. And he has come into the world to give us truth. It says in Isaiah, let's see which one that would be, Isaiah 45, God says, thus says the Lord, who created the heavens. He is God, who formed the earth and made it. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I do not speak in secret, in a land of darkness. I did not say to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in chaos. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Isn't that beautiful? Look, you were lost. You were ignorant. You were living under delusions. And I know all of you have. Every one of you here has bought into lies. But God says, by my truth, my words are straight, my words are pure. And that's why Jesus, when he came, when he stood before Pilate, said, my kingship is not from the world. And then he said, for this I was born, and for this I've come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said, what is truth? Let me ask you today, do you hear Jesus' words? Do you believe him? Have you bought into lies that are out there in the world? Or have you bought into the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Because the truth is that God loves you even though you've rebelled against him. God sent his own son to be our Savior. In Isaiah chapter 53, surely he's borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole. With his stripes we're healed. For all we like sheep have gone astray, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And for God so loved the world that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life in his Son. And so God has called us out of the world to be his own. If you believe that today, then you can be sure that you are in the world, but you are not of the world. And what we got to do, if we have been born by the word of the truth, by the preaching of the gospel, that Jesus has died for your sins and risen again, and he's your Lord and Savior, do we end there? Is that where the Christian life ends? Now, he says, this word is now the light for your path. It leads you to heaven. And what we got to walk through for the rest of our lives is a nutsy, crazy house down here. It is a carnival of foolishness, what we have to walk through every day. And our job in this day and age is harder, perhaps, than all of our ancestors, because you are bombarded. Lies from the media, from the news, from music you hear on the radio, to friends, to advertisements staring you in the face, to Hollywood and entertainment, and this and that from every direction. It's like getting my picture taken. I can't see. But look, God has given us a straight road to walk. And He makes it clear. And if we will just not buy into any of that stuff, but be sanctified by His truth, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, by this, we'll walk securely. Remember, Christian, I spoke about a moment ago? Pilgrim's Progress, on his way to the celestial city. I want to read this. It says that part of his path and part of our path. It says, "Then I saw in my dream that when they got out of the wilderness, Christian and his friend Faithful presently saw a town before them, and the name of that town is called Vanity. And there in that town, a fair is kept called Vanity Fair." And it's not just a magazine, okay? "And all that is sold there and thither is vanity. Who set up this fair? Almost 5,000 years agone, there were pilgrims walking to the celestial city. And as these two honest people, Christian and Faithful, are. But Beelzebub, Apollyon, and Legion, with their companions, perceiving by the path that the pilgrims made that their way to the city lay through this town of Vanity, they contrived here to set up a fair wherein should be sold all sorts of vanity, and it should last all year long. At this fair are sold all kinds of merchandise, houses, lands, trades, places, honors, preferments, titles, countries, kingdoms, lusts, pleasures, and delights of all sorts, as whores, bawds, wives, husbands, children, masters, lives, blood, bodies, souls, silver, gold, pearls, precious stones, and whatnot. And besides this, there are jugglings, cheats, games, plays, fools, apes, knaves, and rogues of every kind." Does that sound like our world that we're living in? We got to walk through a crazy place on our way to heaven. A carnival of lies and foolishness. And what do Christian and Faithful respond when they are beckoned to buy from this world? It says, "One chanced mockingly, beholding the carriages of these men, to say unto them, 'What will ye buy?' But they, looking gravely upon him, answered, 'We buy truth.'" And so ends this reading. Is that the way you're going to walk through Vanity Fair? We are in Vanity Fair. This fair is held all year round. And the devil is going to be trying to sell all kinds of wares all day long to you from this world. But what you got to say to him is, "We buy truth. We buy this truth, and we follow Jesus," whom it says in here, the prince who walked through this same fair, even was given great honors by Beelzebub, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, but our prince himself, walking through this fair, it says, spent not a farthing in this city. Love that. Let's not spend a farthing in this world either. If you want life, if you want refreshment, if you want forgiveness, peace, all goodness, and blessings from God, what we buy truth. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, living in Him, in Jesus, who is called the way and the truth and the life. In Jesus' name, amen.